Really Happened Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And it just now occurs to me, this Adam Kokesh stunt of walking to Washington, D.C. with an armed mob into what we are already being told will be a confrontation with the Washington, D.C. police. It only works as a political stunt if the corporate media convinces America that Kokesh is supported by all of the gun nuts in America, all of the Second Amendment, all the Constitution support, those people who still support that Constitution. And the fastest way to pull the rug out from under this stunt is for Second Amendment advocates who realize this is just going to be a false flag stunt to disavow this armed march plan. And so I think what everybody ought to start doing is making up bumper stickers that say, I do not support Adam Kokesh, and stick them on your car and put them out there. I'll probably put one up at our online store. I will sell it at cost, no profit, so people can get it. If any of you out there are in a position to be making bumper stickers, just start making them, giving them away to everybody at the gun shows, because this is a staged setup to take away what's left of our gun rights. I absolutely guarantee it. We're going to go to the phones here. Malcolm in Austin. Aloha, Malcolm. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Sorry to change the subject. Today is Texas Israel Day. I did not get a chance to go to the protest because I had a final this morning. But my thing is I think there's something discriminatory here, because South Korea has given more to the city of Austin than Israel ever has. I think that in terms of other countries, Israel has maybe contributed about as much as, say, that of Ethiopia or Paraguay to Texas. So I'm trying to figure out, why is there a Texas Israel Day?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, Israel habitually takes money out of the United States of America, and they may send back a tiny fraction and say, oh, you should be grateful to that. But, you know, the Middle Eastern oil nations invest billions, if not trillions of dollars in the U.S. economy to build businesses and create jobs. And why are we not having a Texas Saudi Arabia Day in gratitude for all of that capital investment? This obsession with Israel is destroying our nation. Our government is completely corrupted by Israel. They operate this giant kickback scheme through AIPAC, where AIPAC will give money to people running for Congress on the promise that once they get into Congress, they'll vote more of the American taxpayers' money back to Israel. It's a giant kickback scam. And it's absolutely shameful. The American people have been forced to give to Israel more than four times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program. I don't think we're going to get a giant leap for mankind out of all this money. We're not even going to get Teflon or Velcro out of it.
By the way, the best hamburger joint in Austin is owned by a South Korean, believe it or not.
Okay, well, I'll take your word for that. I haven't been in Austin. Actually, I don't think I've ever been in Austin. I've been in Dallas and I've been in Houston. I don't think I ever made it up to Austin.
Okay. Anyway, best burger joint in Austin, Tex-Mex.
Okay, well, you got your free plug in there. We're going to let you go and go back to doing the news here. All right, I want to move on to the economy. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And again, I think that bumper sticker, I do not support Adam Kokesh, will pull the rug right out from under this planned staged PR stunt to take away our gun rights here. Getting over to the economy, we're now hearing that Ireland may be the next location for a savings account haircut or scalping, depending upon the severity of it. And again, they're going for the bank deposits over 100,000 euros because of the insurance on deposits limits. Doesn't make any point to take accounts under 100,000 euro, because then you just have to put the money back into it. So they're going for the big savings depositors. Or they may just change the rules on what constitutes an insurable loss. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the economy, and we're talking about the economy specifically in Europe right now. There was an interesting article in The Guardian over in Great Britain with the headline, Mario Draghi and the ECB haven't saved the Eurozone. And they're finally starting to get it over there, because the article is basically focusing on what they call a touching belief in the ability and willingness of central banks to prevent investors suffering losses, which, of course, Cyprus and soon to be other countries have already put to the line. And they're starting to get close to what's really going on here. The European Central Bank cannot save Europe. The European Central Bank could never save Europe. The European Central Bank, a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest by design, creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt. In other words, the European Central Bank is the reason Europe is in trouble. Every nation with one of these private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest is in trouble. And there is nothing you can do to change that situation unless and until you stand up and say the central bank is the problem. The public currency needs to be a public utility managed by the government to serve commerce and the people. In 1913, a corrupt Congress and a corrupted president transformed the public currency from a public utility into a private money-making venture. And 100 years later, we can see what they have done to our once great nation. Because we're not the greatest nation on earth any longer by any stretch of the imagination. We have been strip mined. We've been looted of the productivity and wealth of the people. Productivity from the people has been disincentivized. Doesn't matter how hard you work, you don't get anything for it. It gets siphoned off by the banks and by the government. Why try and excel in a climate like that? Why try and do better in a climate like that? The harder you work, the richer they get. And we're starting to see the media kind of sort of hem and haw around the fringes of this thing. Because until they address that issue of the private central bank pyramid Ponzi scheme debt creation machine, nothing they do is going to change the situation. No amount of haircuts will save the situation. No amount of austerity will save the situation. It's all just actions carried out by politicians to make it look to the public like they're trying to solve the problem while they ignore the real cause of the problem. So like I said before, you can picture the European Union as a giant wooden boat with a seat for every one of the member nations. And there are 10 holes in the bottom of that boat and there are only 9 corks. The holes represent the debt. The corks represent the available money. And everything they have done to date basically comes down to yanking a cork out of one hole and pounding it into another hole in full view of the press cameras screaming, "I'm working on the problem." But the water still comes in and the boat is still sinking. And it's going to sink. And so it's true what the Guardian is saying. The European Central Bank hasn't saved the Eurozone. It's the European Central Bank that destroyed the Eurozone. And the big mistake they made when starting up the European Union was they had a built-in self-destruct device in that ECB. If they had started the Eurozone with the same model that the United States was started with, government-issued value-based currency, the European Union would be in charge of the world by now instead of the private central bankers. Here in the United States of America, ORIC has filed for bankruptcy protection. You've probably seen the commercials on TV. It's a vacuum cleaner manufacturer. It's based in Nashville, and they've had to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. So it's another American icon that is gone here. Now, beyond that, there are other very worrying indicators about the economy. And I know the corporate media is saying, oh, 15,000 Dow, everything is fine. Happy days are here again. And they're on that whole situation. The Baltic Dry Index, we've talked about that before. The Baltic Dry Index is one of the earliest indicators of manufacturing activity. Because before this company can manufacture a washing machine or a car, or the new personal electronic device, they have to order and ship in the raw materials from which these devices are made. And that volume of raw materials being shipped is the Baltic Dry Index, and it is still going down. What's really more interesting is that the FedEx Corporation is reporting a 31% decline in its third quarter earnings from last year. That means people are sending things via FedEx less and less. We're seeing the same kind of drop in the Postal Service and UPS. We talk about people doing their shopping online because the shopping malls have really become kind of a joke. It's 50 stores filled with the exact same thing they think you want to buy this week. But even online shopping is in decline right now. And apparently there was an insider sale of 202,000 shares of FedEx by the company's president and CEO. He's cashing out. He knows business is going into a decline and the share values are going to drop. And that is a really good barometer of overall economic activity in the United States of America. When the companies that support online commerce are showing a slowdown. We know why the Dow is going through the roof. The Federal Reserve is simply creating all this brand new money, which they loan to the Wall Street firms at close to 0% interest. The Wall Street firms take it. They buy blocks of stock. That demand drives the prices up, but does not increase the value of the underlying companies. Then they sell out. They give the money back to the Federal Reserve with that almost zero interest, and they pocket the difference. And they're getting richer every single day. It's a classic pump and dump as a permanent matter of Wall Street fiscal policy. And all of this newly created money, I mean, if they were off just on their own little reservation playing this game, we wouldn't care. But all of that newly created money by the Federal Reserve, $85 billion a month and possibly more, we don't know. Because nobody's allowed to peek inside the Federal Reserve. It's a private company. Alan Greenspan is on video saying the Federal Reserve is not answerable to any federal government authority. And when they crank out that $85 billion a month or more, it takes real value and purchasing power away from the money you already worked for, have in your pocket, have in your savings account, have buried in the mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation. It's just another way of covertly transferring real wealth from you to the bankers. That's what's propping up the stock market right now. And they're still waving it around like it's a banner that the economy must be doing great. And if you're going hungry and if you've lost your job, you're losing your home, somehow it's got to be your own fault. There is a public backlash that is building. BusinessInsider.com is reporting on apparently there is a movie that is coming out end of this week. And it's a revenge flick called Assault on Wall Street. And it starts with a security guard for an armored truck, blue-collar New Yorker, working hard, trying to support himself and his wife. She's recovering from a serious illness. The insurance cancels payment. And this guy loses his life savings because his broker puts him into this very shady deal that the broker makes a ton of money on commissions, and the protagonist of our story loses his entire life savings and investments. And he goes on a revenge binge on Wall Street. That might just get me into a theater to see. Now, over in Germany, what is being called the Euroskeptic Party is rapidly gaining ground. They were officially started only a few weeks ago, but apparently it has struck a nerve. And more Germans are leaving Germany's established parties to join up with this Alternative for Germany, the AfD party, which is the anti-Euro party. This party's entire platform is out of the Euro, back to the Deutschmark, and enough with this nonsense about slavery to the European Central Bank. Over in France, it looks like the French voters are getting fed up with François Hollande and his government. Austerity and corruption, it's a very, very toxic mix for any incumbency to have to be dealing with. And it looks like Hollande will be out as of the next election. Now, meanwhile, getting down to the non-aligned movement, this is the group of nations that are not considered part of either the American or Russian power bloc, the non-aligned movement, are urging the United Nations to take action against Israel for these attacks on Syria, all of these bombing raids, the shellings, and all the rest of that going on. It's a good idea. We know it won't go anywhere because this will go to the Security Council, and the United States will say, veto, 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 we have to veto, we have to veto, or Israel will tell the world who really did 9/11, and that's a political embarrassment we could not survive. You think Benghazi was a mess up? Oh, boy, here. Now, we were talking the other day about the conference promoting a nuclear-free Middle East, and what an absolute joke it was, because all of these Middle Eastern nations were there saying, yes, we would like a Middle East without nuclear weapons, and Israel was in there saying, we don't have nuclear weapons, we have nothing to give up, which everybody knows is a complete lie. And it ended with Egypt walking out and saying, this is a waste of time. And Egypt was absolutely right. The only nation that actually has nuclear weapons officially still denies them, will not allow inspections, will not give them up, and now there's a bit of a backlash from that. These other Arab states are saying it's time for them to abandon the nuclear non-proliferation treaty. So the U.S. has hoisted on its own petard on that one. Now the NPT is going to be null and void. Nuclear arms are going to be proliferating all over the place because they wouldn't hold Israel to account. We'll be right back.
The The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her walk on water, we've destroyed her faith, treated her with scorn, and made her long regret the day she was ever born.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and this recent failed conference towards a nuclear-free Middle East. Now, the Non-Proliferation Treaty was designed to prevent the proliferation of nuclear weapons. Basically, the nations that had the nuclear weapons got together and said, we're going to have this treaty where nobody else is allowed to get nuclear weapons. If you want nuclear technology, you can have it, but you have to have inspections to make sure you're not doing anything nasty with it. And that was what was supposed to be going on with that. And all the nations on Earth said, this is a really good idea. We saw what the United States did to Hiroshima and Nagasaki with nuclear weapons. We agree these are a bad thing. And they need to be, there needs to be a safeguard to prevent these things from simply showing up willy-nilly across the globe. And many of the nations in the Middle East have signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty. But there's a problem. Because the United States' credibility regarding the Non-Proliferation Treaty has now been destroyed by Israel, which does have nuclear weapons. refuses IAEA inspections, refused multiple requests from the United Nations and the United States to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and was caught trying to sell a clandestine nuclear weapon to South Africa, which is the very activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty is supposed to prevent. What Israel is doing is using the Non-Proliferation Treaty to create a market monopoly. They're the only ones out there with nuclear weapons to sell. They're not encumbered by the Non-Proliferation Treaty. They don't have to worry about inspections. You want a bomb, you come and you buy it from Israel. And the other nations that have signed the NNPT realize that's what's going on. And as long as the United States continues to scream about the Non-Proliferation Treaty with every country on earth, especially Iran, while turning a very blatant blind eye to Israel's nuclear arsenal, it's just destroyed the credibility of the United States and the NNPT. And so now these other nations that have signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty are saying, well, if Israel is not going to be held to the restrictions on nuclear weapons, why should we go along with this? We're all going to start making nuclear bombs to sell for export. Of course, Israel doesn't want that. Competition will drive the profits down. But that's really what's going on. The United States, by enabling Israel's nuclear crimes, has destroyed the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And if that collapses, every nation on earth is going to start building bombs. They're not that difficult to build, especially the uranium bomb. It's just a pipe with two subcritical chunks of uranium at each end. Slap them together, it goes bang. There. Now you all know the secret of the uranium atomic bomb. And this is another case where the U.S. government, foreign policy, nuclear safeguards have all been scrapped as sacrifice to Israel's agenda to be the world's only one-stop shopping center for nuclear arms to places like South Africa. And there is reason to believe that North Korea did not actually build their first nuclear bombs, but that North Korea may have bought them from Israel, because the isotopic signature from North Korea's first nuclear bomb test matched that from this joint Israeli-South African nuclear test in the South Atlantic, the so-called Vela incident. We're going to go to the phones here. We've got Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you stole my thunder talking about North Korea with the nuclear weapon. There's very strong evidence that their weapons came from Israel.
Yes.
But as far as the Non-Proliferation Treaty, I really think that it doesn't do any good. I honestly feel that when it comes to nuclear weapons, that the genie is out of the bottle, and that the only way to truly get rid of any sort of nuclear threat is to have every country. I mean, I would be in favor of having of Iran having a nuclear weapon, because that's going to prevent people like the U.S. and Iran from using a nuclear weapon against them.
You mean U.S. and Israel? Yeah, that's the reason to have a nuclear weapon, to deter invasion, to deter attack. If every single nation on Earth had a deployable nuclear weapon, that's going to be very, very hard to convince anybody to start a war, because the instant you cross that border into the other country, one of your major cities is going to disappear.
Well, and then from what I understand, the suitcase nuke technology is now down to about, what, a 3-foot by 3-foot container? I mean, that is something that could...
Not even that big. You can take the plutonium primary out of a multi-stage weapon. I mean, look how small the nuclear warheads are on the Tomahawk land attack nuclear missiles. They've gotten them down to a very, very small size.
Well, I mean, that's what I say, that the genie is out of the bottle, and if you want to secure a non-nuclear Armageddon, just make sure that everybody has nukes, and then it is mutually assured destruction. And like you said, that would seriously deter anybody from starting wars.
I agree. The whole point of the NNPT was, we have nukes and can attack you. You don't have nukes and you can't attack us. That's basically the whole thing. Got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Kyle. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media on CNN and MSNBC, now they're on the Jody Arias thing. It's another hour, almost an hour before the verdict is coming out. And this is now the total. They've already walked away from the Ohio girls. They're making a big deal about their coming home. Now they've got Jody Arias and they're reprising the case and all of that stuff. It's all conditization. And if you don't know what I mean by that, it refers to Gary Condit, who was apparently caught up in this affair with a lady named Chandra Levy in mid-2001. And what happened was, in spring of 2001, the U.S. government informed other governments around the world of the plan to invade Afghanistan in October of 2001. And, of course, 9/11 happened just in time to anger the American people into support for that war. But even though the foreign press was announcing in March and April that the U.S. was going to invade Afghanistan in October, the American media never mentioned that the war was already planned and in progress. We got all Gary Condit all the time. Were they having an affair? Did he kill her? Where did she go? And it was like nonstop saturation coverage, which is what we're seeing here with Jody Arias. And that's why we call this attempt to take a story that does not affect our actual lives and just give it the full-blown media coverage. We call it conditization. And that's where that term of craft came from. Now, interesting little story regarding Stephen Hawking. Arguably the most brilliant mind of the century. Although, obviously, I disagree with him about the Big Bang, but we'll cover that some other time. Over in Jerusalem, the Israeli government convened this grand global conference to which the world's great scientists were to be invited, and Stephen Hawking declined. And he basically said, I cannot support Israel because of their treatment of the Palestinians. And The Guardian reported this yesterday, and it was all over the place that Stephen Hawking was boycotting Netanyahu's presidential conference of scientists in Israel. And, of course, Israel was all upset about that. And then early today, Cambridge University issued their own statement saying that, in point of fact, Stephen Hawking was staying home for medical reasons. Had nothing to do with Israel, had nothing to do with the Palestinians. His doctor said he couldn't fly. And there's this idea that he's boycotting Israel because of the Palestinians. That's nonsense. That would be absurd. Whereupon Stephen Hawking's own office issued a statement saying, no, he is staying home to boycott Israel because of the treatment of the Palestinians, which I'm sure the Cambridge University spokesman is standing there with egg on their face. And it is a reminder of the undue influence Israel has in educational institutions, including Cambridge University. And if you go out and look at the stories reporting on Stephen Hawking staying home, from this, the megaphonies are out there already just screeching. He's an anti-Semite. He's a Jew hater. They, you know, take away his tenure, take away his Sir Isaac Newton chair, and just drum him out of the university. We can't have people like this teaching our children about cosmology. And they're just in an uproar about this. And it is a good illustration of just how much is being put out, even by the university's own press departments, is influenced by political considerations for Israel. And now Cambridge is looking hideously embarrassed, and it's panic time. Looking at those comments, the megaphonies are out there in force. And if you don't know what I mean by that, megaphone is a computer system that Israel supporters run on their computer. It's a little instant messaging system. And anytime anybody sees anything that is critical of Israel, they'll post it to the little megaphone. It immediately pops up on the screens of all of the other Israeli supporters, and they know to go in there and pile on and just screech and cry about anti-Semitism and Hitler and Nazis to try and shout down the debate. When you see all that flood of pro-Israel propaganda in any one of these social media threads or blogs, it is not a genuine outpouring of ordinary people. It is a well-organized and financed propaganda machine. Now, getting back to Syria, we're starting to get some additional information out of Syria now that their internet is coming back online. It's still slow, a lot of packet loss. We still don't know exactly why it went down. But apparently, Assad's forces have captured a strategic town in southern Syria. They've taken it back from the hired mercenaries. Robert Fisk is out there saying, look, Assad is winning this thing. He's winning it militarily on his own soil against this hired mercenary army, and he's winning in the court of world opinion. And he's going further to say that the United States' support for Israel's attacks on Damascus is only damaging the United States still further. Nobody is going to buy that Israel had a legitimate reason to carry out an unprovoked attack against Damascus. And as I pointed out the other day, this idea that Israel had a right to attack Syria because Syria might be giving weapons to Israel's enemies is exactly the same rationale for Japan's attack on the Pearl Harbor. So what Obama is literally saying is now he seems to feel Japan had a legitimate reason to bomb Pearl Harbor because, after all, the United States was sending weapons and arms to China, to Dutch Indochina, and through the Lend-Lease Act was arming the enemies of the Axis alliance of which Japan was a part. So now the new spin is, yeah, it was okay, it was cool for Japan to attack Pearl Harbor. They have a legitimate grievance. Japan's rationale for attacking Pearl Harbor is exactly Israel's rationale for attacking Damascus. Now, despite his promises, President Barack Obama without obtaining permission from Congress is sending U.S. troops into Mali. And we know why Mali is all of a sudden a hot place. Remember back when Germany demanded their gold bullion back from the Bank of France and the New York Federal Reserve? And they got the stall. Bank of France said, it's going to take us about 5 years to get you your gold. New York Federal Reserve said something like 7 or 8 years. Then 1 week later, France invades Mali, which just happens to be the third largest gold-producing nation in Africa. And now Obama is sending the U.S. troops in there. Mali's been selling most of their gold to China because when they get currency from China, they can send it back and get manufactured goods. When you get currency from the United States of America, it's not really good for a whole heck of a lot of anything that the United States makes. So now we're into Mali. I've lost count of how many nations the U.S. government has invaded in their quest to reassert Bretton Woods on the entire world, to dollariferize planet Earth for once and for good. Now, just when we think things were quieting down over in the Western Pacific with North Korea having withdrawn their missiles and not, in fact, carried out that test launch, China is starting to get a little bit aggressive in their rhetoric. You know, there's already these disputed islands with Japan. China has upped the ante. Apparently, earlier today, China's top newspaper published a call for a review of Japan's sovereignty over the island of Okinawa, which, of course, is the location of major U.S. military bases doing power projection to that part of the world. Now, Okinawa has not always belonged to Japan. Japan invaded and conquered it a while back, repressed the people, took away their weapons, which is why the Okinawans used farm tools as weapons. That's where all the Okinawan martial arts with the sai, which is a potato digger, the nunchucks, which is a rice flail, those are all converted farm tools that they learned how to use. And, developed karate techniques to break through the samurai's armor. But it's not traditionally a part of Japan. And now China is saying, actually, that belongs to us too. So now they're ramping up the claims. Oh, just all these world leaders think a war is their best solution right now. And it isn't here. Now, over in the United States Congress, the finest Congress that money can buy, and unfortunately it's mostly the Israeli and the Federal Reserve money that's buying it right now, John McCain, who never met a war he didn't like, Carl Levin, Lindsey Graham, notice it's all these Israel's cheering lobby out there, are talking about an update to the AUMF. Now, this was the bill passed 1 week after 9/11. The authorization for use of military force. This was supposed to be the president's authorization to go after the perpetrators of 9/11 in New York and Washington, D.C. Now, when President Bush sent his letter of transmittal to Congress activating the authorization for the use of military force, he knowingly lied because Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. And as it turned out, Iraq was not in possession of weapons of mass destruction. And because President Bush lied to Congress, his use of the American military was a private little war, and the Bush family should replace the cost to the U.S. Treasury. If you catch a congressman taking a government plane on a private little trip, that congressman is made to reimburse the Treasury. And because Bush provably lied in his activating the authorization for the use of military force to go into Iraq, the Bush family should reimburse the American Treasury. And don't worry, they got plenty of money. They can afford it, certainly far more than you can. But now this authorization for the use of military force has become very loosey-goosey. It's been used everywhere. Oh, we have this authorization for the use of military force. And it's been used to justify the detaining of innocent people, torture, Guantanamo. They're basically saying anybody who had anything to do with 9/11 is covered by the AUMF. That's not exactly true. And now they want to rewrite it to give it an even broader scope, where everything done by the federal government is somehow tied into 9/11 and the war on terror to increase the abuses. Now, maybe a coincidence and maybe not. The World Jewish Congress has passed a resolution calling for the global criminalization of Holocaust denial. So we have, you know, every time you have Israel out there, you know, spewing all these lies about the Muslims and saying, hey, we're covered by free speech. Pamela Geller, her offensive posters, they put them out there and people say, take them down. Pamela Geller says, oh, no, I have freedom of speech, freedom of expression. I'm allowed to say whatever I want. And now they want to come in and say that anybody even daring to ask a question or actually look at the facts of the events of World War II should be criminally punished. Why are they resorting to courts of law and criminal justice? Is their orthodox tale of the Holocaust not able to stand examination on its own merits? Obviously not. Now, when I was young, I bought the official story about World War II and bad Germans and Nazis and the Holocaust, because that's what the schools were teaching us. What finally got me to ask questions about this was seeing the intense amounts of pressure brought to bear on anybody who questioned the official story. They were sent to jail. Their careers were ruined. They were banished from academia. Wow, what an overreaction. I mean, people who claim to have seen Bigfoot don't lose their jobs. People who claim to have been taken for a ride in an alien spaceship don't have their careers ruined. People just sort of smile and nod and say, well, that's them thing. But only in this one area is so much force brought to bear to enforce the orthodoxy. And that, to me, says they got something to hide. Ryan Dawson is joining us on the line with on Skype here. Ryan, thank you for joining the show. What's going on?
Well, I was originally going to give you a comment about Japan and China, but now they're talking about Holocaust. I'll just say there, too, you know, Ernst Sundel had his house firebombed. Not only was he thrown in jail, but his residency was burned. And
yes.
The culprits were never caught. And I've never had any film censored more on YouTube than my film, More Than Taboo, which is about questioning the 6 million figure.
Well, you know, it's funny because just as I started talking about that story, my server just got hit with a denial of service attack.
Well, there you go. I mean,
yeah.
they can't stand it. And, you know, David Cole's out of hiding now. I might be interviewing
him. Yes, I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that.
So, he's seen the film. So we might have something together here soon. It won't be on YouTube, but we'll find a way to get
probably
it online.
Not. We'll find a venue. Maybe we'll host it on my server. I've got the bandwidth now. For those
Can I
who
say
don't
something
have...
real quick about China?
Yeah,
then?
Real quick.
Real fast. Basically, Western media will find any tiny little protest in China and make it look a lot bigger than what it really is. And the same thing with South Korea. And that caused a sort of backlash reaction in Japan because they would see all the craziest people that don't really represent China whatsoever. Because you're talking about a place with a billion people and they'd find protests with dozens of stuff. And that's how they got Abe in there, who's a right-wing lunatic. And, you know, Yukio Shinoda was very anti-U.S. based and very anti-Israel. And now we have Shinzo Abe in there. And he's not a friend of Israel, but he is very pro-war. And so they kind of manufacture these stories to play up the Japanese protests and the Chinese protests to get reactions out of their what I call a Chick-fil-A parties in both countries. So they go and rally behind their right-wing idiots.
Yeah, that's a good phrase to put on there. But like I was saying earlier, you know, now that Putin threw a brick wall in front of the U.S. invasion of Syria, we can expect the ratcheting up of propaganda against Russia. The same is true of China. China's gold-backed yuan is a very attractive international currency compared to the dollar, and that's why we're starting to see demonization of China going on and on more and more. And this is just more of the same.
Well, absolutely. But China is its own bully, too. I mean, it's not like they're good and the U.S. is bad. I mean, China
No, I'm not saying that, but you know, but my concern here is the very obvious banker motivations to this rush to war because, hey, it worked the last two times. We'll trade 100 million human lives to restore the banking system to its previous scheming and scamming glory. And it looks like they're going to just do it again because it worked the last two times and it's not their kids who are going to die.
Not going to work this time. I think Israel really shot themselves in the foot bombing Syria a few times. I mean, they just look like the odd couple up there with Israel and Al-Qaeda on the same side.
Well,
of course, we know they've always
Israel doesn't care. Israel is still used to the fact that certainly the American corporate media will always cover their backsides And, you know, the U.S. government is out there saying, oh, no, Assad had the chemical weapons. We believe them. And the rest of the world is, and again, that Robert Fisk article is a good illustration. By supporting Israel's attack on Syria, the U.S. government has destroyed its credibility even further.
Well, that's the thing. Nobody's listening to corporate media anymore.
Well, that's true. That's true. Apparently, CNBC's audience is at an 8-year low. And
CNN stunt, their parking lot stunt.
Oh yeah, the faking a satellite feed, and the both people are in the same parking lot, and they're just trying. We have a satellite link to this person. Apparently, Rush Limbaugh's audience is in decline. He's blaming women for it. Oh man, it's just so much fun to see that stuff. We have to take a break for commercials.
Music. I'll talk to you later.
All right, we'll catch you. Thanks a lot, Ryan. Talk to you soon.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to Bank and Trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about how the World Jewish Congress has passed a resolution calling for the global criminalization of Holocaust denial. By the way, nobody's denying that bad things happened in World War II. But there are some fine details that ought to be re-examined. And truth needs no law to defend it. Truth survives reexamination. Truth is unafraid of questions. Throughout history, from Galileo to Zundel, only lies and liars have had to resort to the courts of law to enforce adherence to the official dogma. We need to keep that in mind here. So we're getting into this very Orwellian thing. You may not ask questions about this, or you will go to prison. You will have your career destroyed. And so now we have this very interesting story. This is being reported over at theinternetpost.net regarding pop singer Lauryn Hill, who is in trouble with the Internal Revenue Service. And as part of her court judgment, the judge has ordered her to undergo counseling to deal with her conspiracy theories. So that's the new thing the courts are... If you go into court and you have a view of the world that is at variance with the official legend, they will order you into counseling. The thought police have arrived. You're not allowed to question the legality or legitimacy of what the government does. That's bad thinking, and we cannot tolerate bad thinking. So the court will send you to counseling to deal with those conspiracy theories. Pretty absurd here. All right, going back to the phones, Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind? Peter, are you there? Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm just kind of calling to kind of pile on what you and Ryan Dawson were talking about with the Israel-U.S. Al-Qaeda connection, MI6 as well, the Brits, and NATO. It's as you've been saying for years, Al-Qaeda is, it always has been, a tool of U.S. Intelligence and, you know, so on and so forth. But one of the great things to the free media can do against the corporate media right now is to hammer and acknowledge that the fact that we are now supplying millions, if not billions, of dollars worth of aid to Al-Qaeda when even everybody in the United States, including my 10-year-old daughter, can remember when they couldn't say a paragraph without mentioning Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, 911, 911,
yes.
Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. And now here we are. Supplying them big time, did it also in Libya, please. The whole thing is a joke anyways. But now it's outright, and there are laws on the books that prohibit us. You know, you can't even have contact under the Patriot Act and NDAA and all that with, you know, you can't even know somebody who
knows. Oh, that's
knows
only
somebody.
For the ordinary citizens. They don't want us talking to Al-Qaeda because we might realize they're a bunch of phonies and frauds like Adam Perlman and Joseph Cohen and Zachary Chesser, and that's why we can't be allowed to go near them. Just let the TV networks tell you how evil they are. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.